Noticed a couple of things in that passage, perhaps, that might have surprised you. Firstly, Jesus looked a little bit older. He wasn't a baby. And actually, we don't really know when the wise men visited Jesus. He could have been a bit older. It could have been afterwards. It might be that he wasn't actually in the stable, but it would completely destroy our nativity scene. So they arrive at the same time. But we don't actually know. Secondly, we don't actually know there was three wise men. We know that some wise men came, and tradition says that it was three, and tradition gives three names for those wise men, which are Melchior, Balthazar, and Caspar. But again, it's tradition rather than certainty. But the wise men came to visit. But the thing I want us to think about today, and the theme that we began to look at the end of last year, in our thinking through and looking through Luke, is actually how did the king's wise men, magi, how did they know where Jesus was? And we've had that already as an answer to a question. And it was a star. They followed the star. They knew, they'd been studying, they were, along with all of the other things that they were very good at, they had been looking at and studying stars. And they knew that a new star in the sky meant a new king had been born. And so they decided to follow, and they got there. And this theme of following is the theme that we began to think about at the end of last term, as we looked at the invitation of Jesus. So I want you to go back into your groups again and think about and rack through your knowledge of the Old Testament. Can you think of anything else that people followed when they were following what God was calling them to do? Was there things or objects that they followed when they were following what God was saying? Have a chat with the people around you. Can you think of anything? Think of some of the stories that you might remember, of things that they might have followed. Okay, then. Throw out some answers for me. Give me a wave. Throw out some answers. Yep. So the shepherds were directed and followed, but the angels to where they needed to go to. Josh? Brilliant. So the Israelites followed a pillar of fire. Great. That might give you a clue to a second thing, because that was at night. Anything else? Yep, they followed a cloud by day and a fire by night. So they were following and being directed in where to go through that. Any others? Did anyone come up with anything else? Brilliant answer. When Joshua was following, they were told to follow the ark. And they followed the box, didn't they? The ark of the covenant. Very good answer, Chloe. Brilliant. Okay, so some people followed the ark. Yes, so Moses, he was following and he was being led, and he had to go through the Red Sea and different places, and he was following God's instructions. So there's lots of different things, and I want us to think about this theme as we think about following. Because Jesus invites each of us to follow him. And throughout the Old Testament, different people are called to follow God in different ways. Almost everybody in the Old Testament ends up having to actually physically move from the place they're in to go to a new place, to do a new thing, to go from the place they're in to the place that God has called them to do, what he's called them to do. We're never kept where we are. And for many of us, as we think about God's call, and as we hear Jesus' call to us, which says, come, follow me. Come and learn from me. Come and do the things that I are going to do. Come and learn how to do them. Jesus' invitation to each one of us is to come and do the same. In following him, however young or old we are, his invitation says, come. Come, I've got some stuff that I want to teach you that is who you've been made to be. That you might see all that you've been purposed and planned to do. But it means follow. Learn from me. And at the end of last term, we looked at that in Luke, as Jesus called out to Matthew, the tax collector, and said, come, follow. Leave all of that stuff behind. Let it all go. Come follow and learn from me. So as we think about this new year, what does it mean for you to follow? It may not mean, and probably it won't mean, you're going to go off to some distant land. But it does mean, what will it look like for you to follow Jesus into the places he's already put you? What will it look like for you to follow Jesus into your school? What will it look like for you to follow Jesus into your workplace? What does it look like to follow Jesus into your neighborhood, into your friends, into your families, into your peers? What does it look like to follow where Jesus is already going? And how are we going to respond? And as we look through and continue to look through Luke's gospel over this term, we want to keep with that lens. What is Jesus showing us? Luke wrote his gospel to help us to think about what it was to be a follower of Jesus, that we might understand what Jesus came to do. What will it mean for us as we look through the different parts and different aspects and different stories that Luke's put together? What will that look like for us walking it out? One of my favorite people, above, not including Jesus. Jesus is my most favorite person. God is amazing. But the person that I look to, particularly because of the Bristol connection, is Wesley. And I was thinking about him. And if you were here on Christmas Eve, I talked about the my favorite carol is "Hark the Herald Angels Sing," and then discovered that Wesley was involved in writing that. And I thought, that's why I love it so much. It's amazing. But his heart for what he wanted to see God do is this. And I was reminded of it recently. In a prayer that he prayed, he says this. And listen to some of the things that resonate with the things that God has been talking to us about as a church. He says in a prayer, I continue to dream and pray about a revival of holiness in our day that moves forth in mission and creates authentic community in which each person can be unleashed through the empowerment of the Spirit to fulfill God's creative intentions. How cool is that? That was his prayer for the nation. His heart and his desire as he followed God and did some of that work in Bristol, as he went out and spoke of God's good news. One of the things that they didn't like about Wesley was the fact that he would get out of a pulpit and he'd go and stand in fields and in the mines and in places to tell people about God. And that was one of the things they didn't like about him. But I continue to dream and pray about a revival of holiness in our day that moves forth in mission and creates authentic community in which each person can be unleashed through the empowerment of the Spirit to fulfill God's creative situations. What's your hope? What will it look like this time next year in following Jesus? This is for each and every one of us. In following Jesus, how will life be different? Will we be people who allow God to show us, to speak to us? Because for each of the situations we've talked about, God spoke and said to Joshua, follow the ark. He said to Moses, take your staff and to do this. He said to Abraham, I'm going to take you to a new place, follow me. He directed them, but then used different things as well, the representations of his presence. What's God saying to us? I want to think for us as we finish, and we're going to finish in sung worship, but there's a prayer that Wesley wrote that was his prayer, and that on this Sunday in Methodist churches across our country, they will pray it together, committing to following God and doing what he calls them to do. And it's a really challenging prayer. It's a really difficult prayer to pray. And it may be, do you want to bring it up on the screen for me? You probably can't even read it there. I've got it bigger in a bit. I'm going to read it to us, and then we're going to come into a time of worship as we think about what it is that God's calling us to. And then we're going to finish our gathering as an opportunity to say this together. And if you want to join in, you can join in as well. If you want to know more about this Methodist prayer, covenant prayer, actually Songs of Praise today is doing a whole evening on that. And it's actually based in Bristol, looking at this prayer. So you might want to watch that and find out a little bit more about this prayer. But it goes like this. I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will. Place me with whom you will. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me put to work for you or set aside for you. Praised for you or criticized for you. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and fully surrender all things to your glory and service. And now, O wonderful and holy God, creator, redeemer, and sustainer, you are mine and I am yours. So be it. And the covenant which I've made on earth, let it also be made in heaven. Amen. It's an amazing prayer, isn't it? Because actually when we say, I'm going to follow, what we're saying is I'm surrendering. I'm surrendering to what it is that you have purposed and planned and designed me for. What will that look like for you this year? What plans are we going to make? How are we going to find space to connect with God, to listen to his word, to read his word? How are we going to find space to pray and talk? How are we going to find space to listen to what God's saying and say, I'm going to try it and have a go. I'm going to be courageous and step out just like Joshua. Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. What does that look like for us? So as Chris and the band play and lead us back into worship, let's just take a moment, a moment of stillness for each of us. What does it look like for you individually? What might it look like for you in your household and in your family, in your small community? What does it look like to say yes, to surrender, to following Jesus into this year and all that he has in store for us? So let's just take a moment of stillness, and then Chris will lead us in worship. thank you. We thank you for your invitation, the invitation that Jesus brought to follow you. Thank you that it's a response to all that you have done. Holy Spirit, help us. Encourage us to be bold and courageous, to follow you where it is that you lead. Help us to learn from you.